stove room.
The what?
Stove room.
Oh, okay.
We used to have little wood burning stoves.
Uh-huh.
Heat them with wood, you know, stove wood.
Uh-huh.
And we got it up on the heavy calling when we were doing the cooking, the stove room.
Oh, uh-huh. How many stoves would you have? Just one? One stove?
Just one.
Did you have a little room off the kitchen that you'd store like canned goods and everything in?
Yes.
What would you call that?
A closet.
Uh-huh. Did you have a special name for this kind of closet?
No special name, just closet.
Did you ever hear it called a pantry? Did y'all ever call it that?
Well, present day they call them pantries. Back in
you didn't call
my day, we call them closets.
Uh-huh, yeah. What would you call a lot of worthless old things that you don't need anymore?
Articles don't need anymore.
Uh-huh.
That means household goods or
just anything.
Anything.
Uh-huh.
Junk.
Uh-huh. Did you have a room, special room that you put all this in?
Well, yeah.
What would you call that?
Junk house.
Did you have? Was it very big? Was it a whole house or was it just in
a small room?
Uh-huh.
Outbuilding.
What would you call, like what Ms. was just doing? She was sweeping the floors and everything. What would you say that she was doing? And like dusting and polishing. What would you call all that?
Cleaning, I guess.
What was she using to sweep the floor?
Broom.
Did y'all have brooms made of special things back then? Or what were brooms made of back then?
How was that now?
What were the brooms that they used back when you were growing up made of?
Broom sage.
Where'd they come from?
They go out in the field, all abandoned the field.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it broom sage and some broom straw.
Mm-hmm.
You drink it off at the ground and take a fork and get the loose fodder, I call it all,
uh-huh,
and make a great big ball. About as far as you could reach around with your hand real good.
Mm-hmm.
Tie it up with a cord. And make good brooms.
Yeah.
You can sweep under the bed and in close places a lot better than you can with present day.
Yeah.
Brooms will use.
Uh-huh. Would each family like make their own brooms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had back years ago. And for to mop the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They have a wooden piece. I imagine about 12 feet long, 8 feet wide, and holes bored in. They take corn shucks.
Uh-huh.
And put in those holes and shuck the rough. And they put sand on the floor and then dam it with water and take that old shuck mop and mop the floors. And they get through, they take clear water and rinse it.
Huh.
And take all those old brooms almost worn out. They were stiff.